听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 3. Pros and cons of mixed marriages. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce a program, Pros and Cons of Mixed Marriages. Arrange the following points in order based upon the information you hear.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening to this report entitled Pros and Cons of Mixed Marriages. Mixed marriages are becoming more common, and many people have strong opinions about them. In this program, you'll listen to opinions on both sides of the issue. Overall, people seem to be in favor. One woman will tell you how happy she is to have married a foreigner. Some will say it is okay for others, but it's not for them. However, nearly one-third of the people you are going to hear on this program will say people from different cultures shouldn't get married, claiming that these individuals cannot be compatible.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. Could you tell me about the pros and cons of mixed marriages?
I can tell you the pros for sure. After being married to a foreigner for 20 years, I've yet to discover any cons.
Question. What can't the woman tell the man?
Two. The wedding is next week, but I still don't know if marrying a person of a different race is right.
There are a lot of pros and cons of mixed marriages, but overall they're good.
Question. How does a man feel about mixed marriages?
Three. The French have a lot of charm. I think you'll enjoy being married to one.
Not everything about them is charming, and I'm going to have some trouble dealing with his culture.
Question. What concern does the woman have about marrying a Frenchman?
Four. Has anyone criticized you for marrying someone of a different race?
I expected people to, but they haven't so far. Besides, I don't care what people think. My wife and I hit it off A-OK.
Question. What did the man expect? Five. That's great you're getting married, but do you have a clue about your new wife's culture?
Sure. Learning about her people's way of doing things was the first thing I did when I decided to marry her.
Question. What did the man do first when he decided to get married? Six. I've heard that you canceled your wedding plans. What's the problem?
Money is very important to people from her culture. She left me when she discovered I'm poor.
Question. Why was the wedding canceled?
Seven. I can't believe how good your Chinese language skills are. How did you improve so quickly?
I married a Chinese man. We talk every day. He's helped me a lot.
Question. What does the woman's husband help her with?
Eight. I have a question for you. Would you ever marry a person from another culture?
That's a tough one. If I do, it'll probably be to someone from a culture similar to mine.
Question. What kind of woman would the man marry? Nine. Our marriage is falling apart. Didn't you know your family wouldn't approve of you marrying a foreigner?
I never expected it to be a problem. It's not their marriage after all. It's ours.
Question. What is the man's relationship to the woman?
Ten. I've been thinking about getting married. Do you know what the divorce rate of mixed marriages is?
What do you mean, mixed races or mixed religions? The rate for the first is 65%, the second, 70%.
Question. What is the divorce rate of marriages between people of different races?
5. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Grandpa, Mom told me that you have been married twice. Is that true?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
That's a surprise. What happened to your first wife?
Your grandma was my first wife.
But...
And your grandma is my second wife. You see, I met her while I was in Germany during the war. We knew we loved each other from the moment we met, so we got married right away. But we weren't ready for the resistance we received from her family. Her mother insisted that Americans and Germans weren't compatible, so she divorced me.
Too bad. What happened then?
3 years later, we met again in New York, quite by accident. I was working at the port, and she was on a boat coming to the U.S. When we saw each other again after all that time, we decided to overlook her parents' advice. We got married again, and we've been happy ever since.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What did the girl hear from her mother? 2. How did the girl's grandparents feel when they first met? 3. Why did the girl's grandparents get divorced? 4. How did the girl's grandparents meet again after their divorce? 5. What did the girl's grandparents decide to do after they met again?
5. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose a best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Marriage can change people a great deal, and marriage to a person of a different culture can change a person even more. As someone who has married a foreigner, I know. I'm a Canadian who married a Chinese man. At first, I harbored some reservations. I wasn't sure how compatible we'd be. Somehow, however, we made it work, and I found myself growing to become more like him. I started picking up Chinese characteristics and began speaking English with a Chinese accent. My brother joked, saying I was even beginning to look Chinese. My husband has changed a lot too, becoming more like Canadians in attitude. I suppose this is something of a compromise wherein we met each other in the middle. I suspect that we will continue to grow more alike as time goes by. That is exciting to me. A person, after all, should change during his or her lifetime.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1.
According to the speaker, which circumstances cause the greater change in people after they're married? Two, how did the woman feel when she first got married? Three, what joke did the woman's brother make about her? Four, how has the woman's husband changed? Five, why does the woman feel good about her recent changes?
Understanding a movie dialogue. Task 1. Now listen to a dialogue from the movie The Bachelor and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
You don't make it look so easy.
Been a long day, huh?
No kidding. It's grueling out there. You definitely made the right decision as far as the whole celibacy thing.
I believe we were put here to love and cherish one another. Sharing your life with someone you love is a blessing. Somebody very wise taught me that.
Jesus?
My wife.
You're married.
I was happily married for 26 years. I only put on this collar when my wife died. I'm the father of four and the grandfather of 10. A priest with grandchildren. That's the youngest. Took his first step last Tuesday. Getting married was one of the best things I ever did. You know, it's a wonderful thing, as time goes by, to be with someone who looks into your face when you've gotten old and still sees what you think you look like.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Volume. 1.
How much gas do you have?
The tank is close to empty.
Why don't you fill up at the next gas station?
2.
We only have half a gallon of milk left at home. Could you buy some at the supermarket?
How much do you need?
2 gallons, please.
Distance. 1.
Excuse me, how far is the grocery store from here?
About 2 miles.
Thank you.
2.
It's nice and quiet here, away from the dust and noise of the city. And our apartment is new and well furnished.
It's a good place, but it's rather a long way from where we work. Anyway, I'll talk to my husband tonight and give you a call tomorrow.
Temperature. 1.
What's the weather like there in Berlin?
We have an average temperature of about 50 degrees Fahrenheit in summer and 30 degrees in winter.
That sounds good. I could live with that.
2.
My heater is broken and the weatherman says the temperature is going to fall below zero tonight. Could you send someone to fix it?
This is the busiest time of the year, but I'll speak to one of our men about calling this afternoon.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling.
Task 1. Now you will hear a story. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks while listening.
A couple in their 90s are having problems remembering things, so they decide to go to the doctor for a checkup. The doctor tells them that they're physically okay, but they might want to start writing things down to help them remember things. Later that night while watching TV, the old man gets up from his chair. His wife asks,
"Where are you going?"
"To the kitchen,"
he replies. She asks,
"Will you get me a bowl of ice cream?"
The husband says,
"Sure."
She gently reminds him,
"Don't you think you should write it down so you can remember it?"
He replies,
"No, I can remember that."
She then says,
Well, I'd like some strawberries on top. You'd better write it down, 'cause I know you'll forget it.
He says,
I can remember that. You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries.
She adds,
I'd also like whipped cream. Now I'm certain you'll forget that, so you better write it down.
Irritated, he says,
I don't need to write it down. I can remember that. Ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream.
Grumbling, he goes into the kitchen. After about 20 minutes, the old man returns from the kitchen and hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate for a moment and says,
Where's my toast?
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Task 2. Recite the following sayings.
You don't love a woman because she is beautiful, but she is beautiful because you love her. Where there is marriage without love, there will be love without marriage. Absence to love is what wind is to fire. It extinguishes the small, it inflames the great. Sometimes souls touch before eyes see, creating the most intimate love of all. For love starts in the heart.
Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Laura, I've thought long and hard, and my mind is made up. I've got a date with Selena tomorrow, and I'm going to pop the question.
Congratulations, David. That's earth-shaking news. How are you going to go about it? You can't just blurt it out over coffee.
Well, that's the thing. I'm stumped. I could send her an email at work.
Email? You don't have a romantic bone in your body. Use your imagination.
Well, I'm no Don Juan. Should I get her some flowers?
Yes, that'll be okay for starters. Why don't you take her to some exotic hideaway or propose on a secluded beach?
I can't afford it. What with the ring and all.
Oh, sorry. Don't let it get you down. There's plenty you can do.
Richard wrote his proposal to Anna on her ceiling.
Now you're talking. Bake a cake and write the words with frosting.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Who is David going to date tomorrow? Two, what is the news Laura hears from David? Three, what is David's problem according to Laura? Four, what does Laura think about sending flowers? Five, what is Laura's final suggestion?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
In recent years, there have been an unusually large number of divorces in the United States. In the past, when 2 people married each other, they intended to stay together for life. Today, many people marry believing that they can always get a divorce if the marriage doesn't work out. In the past, a majority of Americans frowned on the idea of divorce. Furthermore, many people believed that getting a divorce was a luxury that only the rich could afford. Indeed, getting a divorce was very expensive. However, since so many people have begun to take a more casual view of marriage, it is interesting to find out that the costs of getting a divorce are lower. In fact, in the United States today, it is not unusual to see newspaper ads providing information on how and where to get a cheap divorce. Hollywood has always been known as the divorce capital of the world. The divorce rate among the movie stars is so high that it's difficult to know who is married to whom. Today, many movie stars change husbands and wives as though they were changing clothes. Until marriage again becomes the serious and important part of people's lives that it used to be, we'll probably continue to see a high rate of divorce.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What did many Americans think of divorce in the past? 2. What is the attitude of many Americans to marriage today? 3. What makes divorce cheap? 4. Why is Hollywood known as the divorce capital of the world? 5. In the speaker's view, when will the high rate of divorce drop?
3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
Valentine's Day is a special time for love. Millions of people will receive flowers, chocolate, or some other gift. Others might get just a phone call or an electronic message from someone they care about. Still others would be happy just to have someone special in their life on Valentine's Day. Tradition tells us that Saint Valentine was a 3rd-century Roman who performed marriages and died for his Christian beliefs on February 14th. That was a day celebrated in ancient Rome in connection with love.
Traditionally, young people in America lived with their parents until marriage. Some still do. But in general, young people have grown more independent. They wait longer to get married. Even then, they still have to find the right person. There are many ways for people to meet. Some meet at work. Others meet by chance. Still others look for help from services that bring people together.
Friends and family members might offer to help. They might plan a blind date. This is a meeting between two people who have never seen each other before. And, unless things go well, may never see each other again. Some families follow their cultural traditions and plan the marriage of their child to a member of another family. The young people might not see each other much before they are married, or they might see each other, but never alone.
In movies, two people often fall in love after what Hollywood calls a cute meet. They might be lawyers on opposite sides in a court case, or one person gets a letter meant for the other, or their dogs get into a fight on the street. Who knows how many people really do meet this way? In real life, finding a person and establishing a relationship is usually hard work.
A lot of people try to improve their chances by looking in places where people with similar interests go. This might be a place of religion or a bookstore. Many bookstores in America offer special programs and social activities for single people.
Singles may join health clubs or sports teams where men and women play together. If nothing else, at least they get some exercise. But sometimes none of these efforts succeed. So people might try to meet someone over the internet. Here, too, there are no guarantees.